professional investigation into Russia's actions.
USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Former Defense Secretary Ash Carter appears to be agreeing with President Trump that China could have significant influence on North Korea's behavior. Correspondent Chris Barnes has this report.
As President Trump begins the most important meeting with a foreign leader to date in his presidency, former Defense Secretary Ash Carter says it's clear that China could influence North Korea away from its provocative behavior.
What isn't clear to me is whether the Chinese will ever exercise what they uniquely have, which is carrots and sticks.
Which he says could influence the course that Kim Jong-un was to take with the world. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former astronaut John Glenn in his final resting place today. The funeral for the first American to orbit the Earth was this morning at Arlington National Cemetery. Glenn was also a former Marine and Ohio senator. The service was open only to the family, but the Marine Corps streamed it live, as did NASA. More news online at usaradio.com.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going
to
lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
California police say they have a new lead in the case of a missing woman. Jason Campidonia has this story.
The black sedan that belongs to 50-year-old Deborah Puente was found Wednesday in the Ocean Beach area. The car got a parking ticket late last month while parked on Santa Cruz Avenue. Puente was last seen on March 28th, leaving the area of Mission Gorge and Friars Roads, but she didn't arrive to work as scheduled 3 days later and never called to say that she was going to be out. Investigators say Puente was known to hang out at the local bars, but they have few clues as to where she might be. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The Islamic terrorist who placed bombs around New York City now wants to move his trial out of state, saying he can't get a fair trial in New York. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
That's right. Accused Chelsea bomber Ahmad Rahimi, who's from Elizabeth, doesn't think he can get a fair trial in New York. His court papers claim the extensive media coverage surrounding last September's bomb incidents have polluted the potential jury pool. More than 30 people were hurt when one of two pressure cooker bombs planted in Chelsea went off. Another device went off in Seaside Park, but no one was hurt there. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Rain, hail, and high winds now moving in on the southeast and mid-Atlantic region after blasting the south and the Midwest. Several tornadoes touched down yesterday and more possible today. Two people have been injured, but there have been no reports of death. In some areas, hail the size of baseballs have been reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon. It's Thursday, April 5th, and you are listening to Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. The name of the program is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're happy that you are listening to this program, and in fact, this program is held every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you missed the live broadcast, which is what we are right now, you'll be able to find us on the archives on the website, Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. So today, we're going to be talking about business practices and business ideas. And in truth, where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. Today, I have a guest whose name is Dave Loth. Welcome, Dave, to the program.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. Dave and I have known each other for many years, and he is the longtime owner. We're going to find out more about his business called Mendham Garden Center, which actually has three locations, and he'll be sharing more information with us as time goes on here during the hour. So we're going to break for a moment for weather and a word from one of our sponsors, and we'll come back and we'll be talking to Dave here shortly. So as far as the weather is concerned, it's raining outside right now. If anybody's been out there, it's not very nice, actually. So this afternoon we have showers, and there may be some thunderstorms with a high near 56 degrees, and the slight wind of about 16 miles per hour. So it's 100% precipitation, obviously, at this point. Tonight, some more showers and thunderstorms are likely before 11 o'clock in the evening, and the chance of rain this evening is about 60%. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at some more rain, so you better keep your umbrella and your raincoat handy. The rain mostly will be before 9 o'clock in the morning with a high tomorrow of about 53 degrees. So the chance overall for tomorrow is about 40% of rain. Friday night, a chance of showers again before 9 p.m. Oh, goodness, we might as well just say it's going to rain all day. But there will be new precipitation in the evening of only about a tenth of an inch or so. Saturday, mostly sunny, so that will be that's the good news, with a high near 55 degrees. And when we come back for the next weather report, I'll give you the extended forecast through until Monday. But now let's hear a word from one of our sponsors.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And my guest today is Dave Loth, who's a... Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. You and I have known each other for quite a long time. And I was trying to think back to when we met, and I can't remember.
I don't either, but we started this program in the churches that we collaborated.
It has been. That was called Interfaith Hospitality Network, but now it's called Family Promise.
Family Promise, yeah.
And you have been a rock of faith.
I just did what I was supposed to do. That.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I remember when I first learned about the program, I went home and told my husband about it, and he joined and started to volunteer his time. So it's called, for those of you who are listening, who are interested in helping other people. It's a great program called Family Promise, and it's a program that helps families with many of them have children who have, for one reason or another, become homeless. And there are a number of churches in Hunterdon County that offer lodging for these folks as well as meals. And it's gotten many people, probably hundreds and hundreds, off their feet over the years. So that's really good. But let's go talk about Mendham Garden Center. You and I have never talked about your business, and I'm always curious about how people got into a business and what's the drive for keeping that business up and running. You have three locations. So when did you start your business?
We started in 1960. Back when we started.
Oh my gosh! So, did you start in one location originally?
Yeah. Well, actually, when I got out of the service, my aim was to be a dairy farmer. From there, after I got out of the service, and my wife and I, we went on a dairy farm for a while. We didn't have enough money to buy our own, so I went to work for Agway. That was the first time I was never very good at anything. And then all of a sudden, people were coming to the counter and wanted some kind of garden supplies, and I was able to help them. And I kind of got hooked on being able to help customers. But I knew I didn't want to work for anybody. I was in a management training program, and if you ever saw that guy sitting in the corner at the juridic meetings that didn't know what to say or how to say it, that was me. I wasn't making much progress in the corporate world. And I wanted to be in business for myself. So I found an old chicken coop, tore that down, and built it in the center of Mendham, New Jersey. And that was the beginning. That's where it went from there.
That's awesome. And so 1960 is when you started. Oh my goodness, you think about
it. We get an old chicken coop. The front was open. We used to push plywood doors open in the morning, and the people came in. So that was the beginning.
Now, the location in Mendham, is that where the business is located today?
There's still the original, it's not the original building. In 1965, a building next door to the one I had put up, to the shed I had put up, came available. So I bought that, and we've been there. So we're two doors down from where we started.
Oh my gosh! So that's you obviously went on to the next location after
that
the
was
Mendham.
Actually, I had a wonderful fellow working with me. His name was Bert Riley. And he got interested. He was getting a little tired of garden supplies, and he got interested in RVs. And there was this great building out on Route 31 that I kind of coveted. So I bought that and set Bert up selling RVs. And we sold that until I bought the store in 73. In 74, there was a huge gas shortage, and the RV business went to pot. So I put garden supplies in there, and they took off.
Yeah, when you're an entrepreneur, you take many risks, and you certainly did that. You also have to be a visionary. And
yeah, you have to be married to a good woman. I would come home at night and say, geez, honey, I had to mortgage the house again. The bank needed more money, and I didn't have it. Oh, well, honey, let me tell you what Cindy did today. Every night when I came home, we had six children, and they were all in their place, and the clothes were always clean, and the meals were always good. Yeah, it takes a good woman.
Yes, it does. And a strong faith that you're going in the right direction.
No, that's not true. It's sort of you just keep going. you don't really know if it's going to work or not, and sometimes it doesn't. But
Mainly, no, it's not faith. You just keep working.
Okay.
You don't get discouraged. You just keep going.
Right. Well, I've been in business since 1976.
Then you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And I do agree with that. You do your best, and you make the decisions that you think that are appropriate. And if something happens or it doesn't go right, you just do something else.
That's it.
Which is what you did when you went from the RVs into the other supply
items.
Well,
I didn't have much choice.
Well, that's true. You had a family to, and you were self-employed. You had to keep that ball rolling somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you went then to your third location.
That we bought in. That one really was did a better job I really did. I had a fellow working with me, a great young man, and I put him on the task of doing some research. And so we looked at he got a lot of information from various communities in the area, and we were kind of trying to see which one would be had the most promise for lawn and garden supplies, and we ended up in Clinton. Actually Reddington Township came out first, but I couldn't find any property there, and Clinton and Annandale was second, so we found property there, and we bought that in 85.
Wow.
That didn't start out so hot. That took a while.
Yeah, but you figured that out. You figured it out.
Well, we didn't figure anything out. It's just we just kept going at it. And actually, when we started, the lady in the office, in the zoning office, says, "Why are you coming here? We got enough garden centers." What are you going to do? Yeah. But we're still there, and aren't.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, we're going to hear a couple words from our sponsors, and I'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and my guest is Dave Loth, who we've known for many years. He started his business in 1960. You were destined you just knew you wanted to be your own boss.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's the only way I'd get ahead. As I say, we'd have these meetings at these management training sessions, and I didn't know who to talk to or how to talk to them, and I sat in the corner. I knew I wasn't going to make it in the corporate world. I did not have that gift of gab.
Yeah, well, you kind of do. Well,
I don't know. If you saw me at a cocktail party, you'd see me in the corner. I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, when somebody's been in business for as long as you have been, obviously there's something, you're getting a lot of things right. And it could be in the product mix, it could be in making sure that you have the right products for the right for the customers, that you're paying attention to them, good customer relationship management. I mean, what are some of the things that you're doing to keep those people coming back?
I don't know. As I said before earlier, what got me hooked in the retail business to begin with was the fact that I could help people. Mm-hmm. I could help someone. And always, my whole business life, and even to this day, the customer is always my first interest. Whatever is the best for the customer is what I count on. I don't look at how many dollar signs might come from the customer. I just hope in the end that somehow I will be able to make a living. But above all, the customer comes first. And that's the way it has to be in business. I don't think it makes much difference whether you're a little business like ours or a big business like AT&T or Verizon. I don't think any of that makes any difference. The customer must come sincerely first.
Exactly. You know, I see businesses, I know, you can imagine I've met many business owners,
absolutely,
thousands over the years, and there are some business owners who are, they're nasty, they're not very pleasant, and the people that work for them are the same way. I also know people who are very successful, and the owners of those businesses have that kind of a mindset, that they're pleasant, they're friendly, they care about their customers, and they try to do good for them. How does that fit into you, the way you run your business?
Well, I think I just explained it. I've always had the customer come first, and I think our employees, that rubs off on them. So that kind of keeps it going. I have two sons now that run the day-to-day operations of the business, actually, and that's their mindset.
Yeah.
And so consequently, I think that's why we're still there. We've had competitors who were more interested in what they could get from the customer as opposed to what they can do for the customer, and they're not here anymore.
That's true. Do you spend time doing having group meetings with your employees or any kind of training programs?
Our business is very seasonal. And so consequently, we have time in January and February where, first place, we don't make any money in January. We lose a lot. But we have time. And we run training sessions.
You do.
And they're helpful. I mean, you kind of wish people would pick up more than they do. But they pick up tidbits. Mm-hmm. It helps.
Sure.
And we these training sessions are on sales techniques and how to display and product, mm-hmm, product information.
Well, that's good. You know, I've been working in the pet industry for 40 years, and I go to a lot of trade shows, and I'm always amazed at the people who walk by a booth that I'm working in, and they'll say, "Well, I carry your stuff," and they keep on walking. They don't stop and ask questions about the products that they're actually buying that are in the booth that I represent. And it always bothers me, because if you as a, especially as a retailer, you need to know your product lines, you need to connect with your vendors to get the tips on how to sell their stuff. And so do you call those vendors in to give any kinds of training programs for you?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we run, especially at our Annandale location, we're big in pavers. And we have clinics for homeowners, and we also have clinics for our professional customers that buy pavers from us, and they're well attended. We put on grill days, because we sell gas grills, where we have special promotions and set up a grill and cook tidbits for people. Yeah, we do. We had a canning session last year at our Chester location. We do that kind of stuff.
That's really neat.
Yeah, it's I don't know. You've had a lot more experience with a lot more businesses than I have. Just planning these field days and getting everybody excited about them and everything. Some days the field days are a flop. Hardly anybody shows up.
Yeah.
But even just planning and getting ready for it and preparing for it, everybody gets excited. It's all positive,
yeah,
even if nobody shows up.
Well, that's being positive is your first start. That's why I was going to ask you what kind of marketing you do, because today, as a guerrilla marketing coach, I don't believe in spending a lot of money on advertising. However, there's a point at which you do have to spend money once you get your name. Once your name is out there, you need to support it. And spending money means perhaps sending mailers, or it could be advertisements in newspapers. But today you can get a lot of really low-cost, no-cost marketing exposure through the social media. So what are some of the marketing tools that you're using?
We've used various marketing tools over the years, and they've changed drastically. They've changed drastically probably more in the last 5 years or thereabouts, mm-hmm, because of the new medias.
That's true.
Newspaper we hardly ever use anymore. We find that's not very effective.
Mm-hmm.
We never did radio right. Radio, you have to be on there every single day, with very regularly. You can't have want to have a big sale on tomato plants and go on the radio and say, we're having a big sale on tomato plants, and then talk to them again 5 months later. You got to be on the radio every week with regularly.
Right. Right.
So we never did that too much. Then we ran into flyers, and they've been very effective.
Good.
However, even those we're backing off on, and we're on social media,
mm-hmm,
and we do regular emails, not too many. Too many emails, the prospects kind of just wash them off. So we're into emails, we do, and always a kind of a blog type thing. We're doing more and more over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be what people want. Even our website, we had to change.
Did you?
Because our website was kind of elaborate, and people look at the website, they don't look at it on their computer anymore. They look at it on their little phone screen.
That's exactly right.
So you have to change your website so that it'll show up on the phone screen.
That's right.
But you have a lot of options on there for if they want to go look at something.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. We're advertising. We're now in a matter of flux, I think. We're not sure exactly what's working and how. We're putting a lot of money in the internet.
Yeah. Well, you do have to pay attention to all the different social media. I think it's a matter of surrounding your target audience with an awareness using a bunch of different tools. I don't think there's, like people have said to me, what's the one best thing I should do? I don't think there is one best thing. It's really multiple exposures that surround that target.
I think so, yeah.
And some of them are moving targets probably. Especially
they're all moving.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, you know, you're looking at also the ages of people. It used to be the baby boomers had the money, but now the millennials are the ones that have the money. But that's something I wanted to maybe touch on. We're going to take a break here for some news and weather, but I'd like to maybe talk about who the audience is nowadays, and do we have to adjust for that audience? So we're going to take a look at first of all we'll do a news break and they'll come back and we'll take a look at the weather.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The Democrats are conducting an unprecedented filibuster of this Supreme Court nominee.
South Dakota Senator John Thune appearing on Fox News ahead of the vote for Neil Gorsuch. The Democrats held to their filibuster, and Republicans had to use the so-called nuclear option. Debate now limited to 30 more hours, and the vote to put Gorsuch on the Supreme Court bench happening likely sometime Friday night. President Trump saluted America's wounded warriors today at the Warrior Ride.
You've risked all that you have, all that you possess, to keep our people safe and our democracy
secure, and we're going to keep it going, folks, for a long time, that I can tell you, in your honor. We're going to keep it going.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says California Republican Devin Nunes followed all proper guidelines and laws, but is stepping aside as House Intelligence Committee chairman because of Democrat interference. USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We've been talking about the weather and the fact that it's raining. And in fact, it appears that it won't be until Saturday that we start seeing some sun peeking through with a high of around 55 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, low of about 33. And then again, sunny with a high near 64. So this is great. Makes us feel good after all this rain that we've seen. Sunday night will be partly cloudy, low of about 43, but Monday mostly sunny with a high near 74. Monday night cloudy again, and Tuesday will be sunny. So it looks like we can get rid of those, hopefully get rid of those raincoats. Now I'd like to bring back Dave Loth, our guest for today. And he owns Mendham Garden Center, and he has three locations. He's been in business for quite some time, and we were talking about how he markets his business. So, Dave, I'm curious, do you maintain a database of all the contact names that you've assembled over the years?
Yes, yeah. We, one of the, I don't know about you, but I walk into a store and someone asked me, well, what's your telephone number or what? Well, Dave, nice to see you here again.
Yeah.
And so we do. We keep a database and with as many customers as we can, mm-hmm. so that we can kind of have a relationship with them.
Absolutely.
And also, if we have special sales that we want to get out, we use that list to market,
right?
You know, to them.
I'm remiss in not having looked at your website, but do you have a place on your website where people can sign up to be on your mailing list?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a pretty good website.
That's good.
I hope we do, because we kind of tried it on our own. We found it was much better to hire somebody to manage our website.
Okay.
A website is not something you can set up today and say, okay, that's good for the rest of this season. You have to be on it constantly, and so the firm we have, that's what they do.
Yeah,
and
it's true. Yeah, with the seasonality of your business especially. I, on the other hand, I'm like the shoemaker's kid.
Why?
I have three websites, and they're all behind getting updated. But you're doing what I would recommend.
Yeah.
that's
well, it's like
sure.
Me. My lawn doesn't look that great either.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you use any of the distribution companies like Constant Contact, or there's other ones out there that will distribute your newsletters?
No, you'd have to help me with that one. I don't even know what they are.
Okay. And your the service provider that you're using for keeping your website up to speed may have a system that they use. Do they help you actually
of information? I know one thing they do. They keep track of our hits.
Good.
So we get a report on how many hits we got. You know, that's people that have gone to our website,
right,
to just see what's there. But I don't know about this other thing you're talking
about.
Yeah,
there are several different, quite a few companies online that will distribute your newsletter. You just give them the email addresses. You create the document. You give them your email address, and then they do the distribution for you.
We're a little tight with our customer lists.
Well, a system like that is private. In other words, those companies that do the distribution would not give out your list.
Okay.
They would maintain the secrecy of that list. But they also tell you how many people actually opened the documents that they've sent out or how many people have actually passed along the document to someone else. So it gives you a sense of what the readership is of the emails that are going out. So it's a thought. It's something.
Okay, they send out. They send. They right do, now, we're sending out the emails.
They send them out. They send them out on your behalf.
Okay.
But they will only do business with you if you're giving them emails of people who have agreed to receive the emails. In other words, there's a concept called permission marketing.
Okay.
And they don't want you, and you wouldn't be doing this anyway, neither would I, but they don't want you to just grab names, email addresses from someplace.
There has
to be an agreement by the person who has given you the email address that it's okay to send them information.
We get that information from the customer when they give us the email address.
Right, exactly. And it's, and that's the way you have to go. So, you know, I've been spending time studying millennials, and these are the people that were born in the late, I guess it's the, where, the, somewhere around the 80s. And like my son Peter is was born in 84, so he's a millennial.
35, give or take.
Exactly. And a lot of millennials have more money, actually, than the baby boomers at this stage of the game because of the population of millennials is huge by comparison to the other generations. But my question is, do you see a difference in the decision process among the younger people?
In retailing, period, there's a huge difference between now and the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
The first difference is that a lot of times people come in the store to buy something. They know as much about the product and stuff as you do because they've researched it on the web.
Good point.
So consequently, sometimes they have questions, but a lot of times they know as much or more than we do. That's one thing. The other thing is for instance, lawn mowing. Nobody mows their own lawn anymore. Now, we used to sell a lot of little walk-behind lawnmowers. We don't sell them anymore. The only mowers we sell now are the large commercial mowers to the commercial users. Fertilizer. We used to sell every Tom, Dick, and Harry a bag or two of fertilizer. Now, we sell a landscaper 2 or 3 tons of fertilizer.
Wow.
So it's changed a lot. Customers know more. They don't need as much information from you. In some respects, it's a little sad from when I started.
Yeah, it's a really
the relationship change. Between the customer and it used to be somebody come in and gee, Mr. Jansen, how are you? How's that son of yours doing in college now? You sent him off there last year, right? And he said, yeah, Dave, I did. Boy, Dave, how are you making out? You don't get as much of that anymore. You get more. Okay, I'm exaggerating because there's a whole lot of nice people out there. But you do get the person who comes in and says, how much is that? Well, this product is really... how big a bar did you think you wanted on your... You know what? I don't want to know all that. Just tell me how much it is. And that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
The personal communication between the customer and the retailer has diminished.
Has changed. That's interesting. Well, a couple of things here. What you're saying is that many people today are what I call the bottom liners. They don't need to know the details. They just want to But yet, by just not getting
the
details.
They already know the details.
But they already know it. So in other words, you have to go right to the...
To the price.
To what they need to know exactly.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting. The other thing is a lot of younger people, I think there's a sense of wanting to have immediate gratification. So years ago, you may have... Do you sell more potted plants rather than seeds, for example? Do you see...
Well, I don't... Seeds are way down because the backyard gardener... is a rarity now rather than common.
Yeah.
But just as you hit a good strong point, because we used to, the biggest business in the annuals we had was little six packs. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones where you got the little bitty six pack and you get this little bitty plant and you take it and stick it in the ground and pretty soon it grows. Now, today they want a 6-inch pot with a beautiful marigold in it with big flowers on it that they could take home and put near their patio because they're having company that night.
That is so funny. Yeah, so it's...
But that's okay. That's okay. The point is, that's what they want.
Yeah.
And actually, the industry is having a little trouble filling that need because... like we all want, we want to buy the big pots. We don't want a little thing because that's what our customer wants. And the greenhouses, even the big growers say, you know, we're not in Florida. We got to wait till the sun comes out to make these things grow.
Oh, good point. That's right.
And so that's the hold up. Yeah, there's a difference in what we sell.
That's interesting. Wow. Oh my goodness. This is fascinating for me to learn more about this, especially since we've known each other for such a long time.
Oh, it's fascinating for me to learn about advertising and stuff like that.
In fact, when I counsel business owners about the different tactics they can use in marketing, it is the social media, which would include even YouTube videos. Nowadays, people would rather watch videos than read anything, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are businesses that will put little snippets of maybe a series of programs on a YouTube and also on their website, or they can link it to a newsletter that they send out. But it might, in your case, it might be how to grow a marigold or how to plant a tree or what to look for to make sure you're getting plants that are going to thrive or the fertilizing of them or... There's so many topics you could get into.
But I got to ask you a question about these millenniums.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about
that? I'll try to answer it.
First place, remember I said that hardly anybody mows a lawn anymore. The interest of millenniums has changed a little bit. As you say, they really kind of want the marigold that's full grown.
Right.
They don't have the patience. But I'm not sure that our industry, as a whole, our industry is having trouble finding out how to reach that market.
Yeah.
Their interest, the millennium's interest, seems to be more restaurants, recreation, and that type of thing, as opposed to getting out there and scrubbing in the soil.
Yeah, I think that's true, and... I was just listening to a program on the radio coming here where down in Atlantic City, for example, there's a new showboat is changing to meet the needs of the millennials, and they're going to make it a wonderful, flashy experience. Like people, they like a fast-moving experience. Their attention span is shorter. And I think there are a lot of industries that are not doing as well. I think golf clubs are not doing as well today. They're not golfing.
Yeah,
they're not out there. They're probably not planning. The other issue is I had somebody said to me, because I work with entrepreneurs, are millennials potentially good entrepreneurs? The problem with a lot of them is that they're still paying off their college loans. Many of them are still living at home until their early 30s, and they just don't have the money, and they can't find jobs. Many of them, not all.
No, I know that's a problem.
So that's all part of this somehow, and I don't know the answer to it, but I think having an interactive experience, they enjoy that that activity and that that sensory stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, whether you can do that in a garden center, I don't know.
Everybody has tried different things. One thing in garden center, well, we didn't do it, but you're supposed to, according to the gurus, you're supposed to set up a coffee bar in your garden center. We haven't done that. And I think that's going to be so many other things that have happened over the many years we've been in business. Various tactics or things you should do come down the pike, and they last about 4 or 5 years, and they're gone.
Yeah.
But the millennium is a different group of people, and they have different needs. And
yes,
those of
do.
Us who are going to stay in business have to adapt to what they want.
We definitely
because
do.
They are the customer of today and even more the customer of tomorrow.
That's true. Well, we're going to break here for some of our sponsors and we're going to come back again. So bear with me.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and Dave Loth is my guest. We're having quite an interesting discussion. We were talking about the millennials, but I don't know that we can talk further about them. We have other things to get into.
Well, except I love them. I love everyone. A lot of my children are millennials, and grandchildren are getting there.
Oh, they are, yeah. And you've got a nice-sized family. You're very blessed with a wonderful family.
Yes, we are.
You know, you had said to me that an interesting thing to explore is why do people go into business? You know, what is it? What's the trigger that gets them interested? And so you shared a little bit about why you did, but what are your thoughts along those lines?
Well, I think anybody that goes in business, you have to be passionate. You have to go into a business that you have deep passion for. You have to... For instance, let's say you go to your dentist and you see he's got a great house, he's got a great car, he probably does quite well financially, so you want to be a dentist so you can have the same things? Big mistake.
Yeah.
If you want to be a dentist, you have to be passionate about wanting to help people. You have to be passionate about taking care of somebody's teeth. So if you're going to go into a business, you've got to go where you have a great passion for it, and not necessarily for the money. I think most people that go into business and that are successful, they didn't go in it for it for the money. They went in it because they loved doing it.
Yeah, I would agree with you. In fact, when I teach classes I teach business plan classes and marketing and selling skills, I sometimes share a quote from Donald Trump that he made years ago. I heard it on the Apprentice program long before he ever thought about being president. But he made the comment that if you're not passionate about your business, you might as well fold your tent, right? And I have people come to me who think they can start a business, and I'll say, why? And they'll say, well, I took a test that said I could be an entrepreneur. And I'll say, well, what is it that you want to do? And they say, I don't know. I had one time I had a lady come to me who wanted to she wanted to buy a bakery. And I said, why do you want to buy a bakery? She said, because I want to sell exotic coffees and serve pretty pastries with it. And I said, have you ever worked in a bakery? And she said, no. I said, well, they get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and start baking. She said, oh, they do? Needless to say, we didn't see her again.
No, I would suspect.
But I totally agree with you. In fact, I tell people that passion has to show. It has to be in your body language. It has to be. People have to see it and feel it. And I'm not that I mean, kind of toot my own horn here, but I give a lot of talks in to different business groups. I just came back from Florida and Atlanta. I was giving talks in the pet industry at some major trade events, and people would say to me, "I can tell you really like what you do." And I can tell that you, Dave, also like what you do.
Yes,
that's why
I do.
You're still at it. But yeah, the passion has to be there. But passion alone isn't going to do it. It's not going to sustain it. This is where your knowledge of business practices kicks in. And if you don't have certain areas of expertise, you need to bring that in. Now, you said you have your sons working with you.
Yes.
Are they taking care of different aspects of the business?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yeah, one runs a store. He's mm-hmm. a store manager, and the other is kind of runs the whole shebang.
He does, yeah.
From the office. Both of them are great guys.
Well, you're
and both of them really care.
Yeah. Now you have 6 children.
Yes.
Do any other ones dabble in the business at all?
No, just the two.
Yeah.
Just the two. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's good that you had your sons to keep them,
well,
keep it going.
My long-term goal was, I figured, well, when I'm ready to retire, I'll sell the business and try and live off the proceeds. However, this worked out much better.
Yeah, that's really good.
I can
good.
Still be active, and they're there to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, yeah, so passion, I think, is certainly a key driver, and then the business knowledge. And I teach it, as I said, I teach at Raritan Valley Community College through the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, and I have to put a plug in for them. That's like the world's best kept secret. People don't know that the organization exists, and it's actually a national program. And in New Jersey, there are, I think, 12 or 13 centers that teach all kinds of business classes for entrepreneurs as well as established business owners. And also, they offer free counseling. And I've personally counseled thousands of small business owners since actually 2001. So I've been doing it for a long time. And the need is there. I think it's especially true of people that have been in business for, say, it could be 15, 20 years or more, because there's a point at which they may become lax in their business practices, and perhaps they haven't kept up with the technology. You, on the other hand, have your sons working with you. You also have professionals such as those who are running your website to help you keep it going, because you can't do it all yourself.
No, absolutely.
But you have to be wise enough to call on those resources to sustain the business. People today are using virtual assistants. They're using bookkeepers. Again, you want to do what you're best at doing in your business, and then hire in those other skills, which is, I think, very important. So we still have some time left to talk about this business. Although I wanted to ask you about your music, because I've heard you sing. What's the name of your group?
I'm with two. One is Red Oak Country Boys,
mm-hmm.
and the other is... we call it Wing and a Prayer.
Well, I didn't realize you were in two groups. I've heard you
sing.
Well,
one's more
one.
of a bluegrass group, mm-hmm. Wing and a Prayer, and Red Oak Country Boys. We're classic country.
Well, so do you perform? How many times a year do you perform?
Well, we performed twice this week. We're right now we're pretty busy. Sometimes we'll go a month or maybe a month without a gig, but we mostly have gigs regularly.
That's amazing.
It's fun. I mean, it's something. Music is a great thing to take into your old age because it keeps your head working.
Yeah, that's keep why I'm head. Still singing. I mean, you do.
Well, you're still a young person.
Yeah. Music is, people that are not involved in music are missing the boat.
Well, I won't say I that. Other, some people have other interests that they
yeah,
that
that's
they're,
true.
Like, did you ever play chess?
Yes, years ago. Not well, you
okay.
Know, not
anybody that plays chess, their head's working too.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
true.
Different. Yeah, for us, you and I, it's,
yeah.
it's music.
It adds a dimension to your life that I think would be hard to fill otherwise.
Absolutely, and you run into a whole bunch of different group of people
you
that
do.
You love.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, I've been singing since I was. You know, knee high to a grasshopper.
Yeah, well, we're kind of blessed in our church. We hear you singing fairly
oh,
often.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, do you yeah. have another solo coming up?
I have one on Friday night, on Good Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's a very thoughtful, it's a lovely song. I hope you like it.
Well, okay. Well, everybody come on now to Fairmont Presbyterian Church on Good Friday.
There you go. I think the service starts at, what, 7 or 7:30?
I think it's 7:30,
might be 7:30.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a... there was a question I was going to ask you now I kind of forgot what it was. We got into this music
comes
part
with
of
the
it.
Territory.
Yeah. But we're about to finish up. So what I'd like you to do is just to tell the audience where your business is located, the website, and perhaps a primary phone number if anybody would like to call.
Okay, well, for the websites, all you got to do is Google Mendham Garden Center, and it'll come up. You can find all three stores. You'll find links to a lot of the products we sell. And really, come on down. One of the biggest joys I get is people I know in our church or people I meet in the community all say the same thing. Geez, I went in your store and the nicest person helped me. It just tickles my cackles when I hear that. So
oh, yeah.
Come on down and visit one of our places and say hello. And we'd love to see you and we'd love to help you if we can.
Well, that's wonderful. So I personally will be stopping there. Soon I get your
flyers.
I do get your flyers in the mail, by the way.
Oh,
I
good.
I have gotten them. So you're in Mendham, you're in Chester, and you're in Annandale.
Annandale on Route 31.
Yeah. And what I was going to say to you, people, because you know I do a lot of different things. People will say to me, "What do you not do?" So when somebody says that to you, what's your response? What do you not do? You run a business. You have your two music groups. You sing in the church choir.
I try not to get a pessimistic attitude ever.
Okay.
That's what I try not to do.
Okay. I have to tell you what my answer is.
No, it's the same thing.
No, my answer is I don't clean my house. So we're at about a close. I want to thank all of you folks for listening to us today. This will be on the archives along with the other programs that we have been offering over the last almost ten months. So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. This is Teachable Moments in Business. If you have questions or wish to have us interview somebody or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can write an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page by that name, Teachable Moments in Business. So thank you for listening, and have a great week, and we'll be back next week. And I have a great guest for you to listen to next week. Good evening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The Democrats are conducting an unprecedented filibuster of this Supreme Court nominee.
South Dakota Senator John Thune appearing on Fox News ahead of the vote for Neil Gorsuch. The Democrats held to their filibuster and Republicans had to use the so-called nuclear option. Debate now limited to 30 more hours and the vote to put Gorsuch on the Supreme Court bench happening likely sometime Friday night. President Trump saluted America's wounded warriors today at the Warrior Ride.
You've risked all that you have,